Maeve slurped the last drop of her strawberry milk, then leaned forward to ask the one BSG who had been flicking peas into a milk carton goal for the whole conversation what her plans were. "Okay, Ave, fess up. Who will have the honor of escorting you to the Valentine's Day dance?" Avery shrugged as she sent a pea flying across the room at Billy Trentini. "I don't know," she answered while ducking the piece of Fig Newton Billy sent back at her. "I just want to do what I always do." "And," chorused the BSG, "see what comes up." Avery gave her friends her signature thumbs up. They knew she was the kind of girl who liked to go with the flow. Maeve shook her head. "Avery, but this is different. It's the Valentine's Day dance. You'll be like the only girl in the school who doesn't care who she goes with."
"No big deal," Avery shrugged, popping a piece of cookie in her mouth. "Besides, I won't be the only girl without a date."
When her friends continued to look at her skeptically, she leaned back in her chair and stretched her arms above her head.
"Seriously," she said,
gesturing toward a table of boys who were all watching to see how many Fig Newtons Billy Trentini could cram in his mouth. "If you think any of them are going to ask a girl to the dance, you are crazy." Maeve grimaced as she saw Billy's face swell up like a squirrel's.
"I guess you've got a point."
"Well, promise me that you're at least going to dance," Katani teased. Everyone laughed, including Avery. Her creative dance moves were legendary. Suddenly, a long arm encircled Avery's neck in a gentle chokehold. Before she knew it, five knuckles dug into her head.
"Hey!"
Avery yelped, wiggling away to see Dylan grinning behind her.
"I figured it was you, doofus!"
When Avery wasn't hanging with the BSG, they could usually find her chilling with Dylan and his posse, the Trentini twins, Henry Yurt, and occasionally Nick Montoya. Avery and Dylan liked the same things: the Red Sox, soccer, basketball, baseball. Avery thought it was too hilarious that many girls at school, including Maeve, were totally crushing on the dude. And to make things even funnier, Dylan hardly ever noticed girls in the hallway drooling over him.
"What? You don't like my special super noogies?"
he asked as he pushed back a shock of blonde hair.
"He is so cute."
Maeve almost choked on her potato chips while Avery playfully slugged him on the shoulder.
"Whoa,"
he joked as he rubbed his arm.
"Weight lift much?
Hey, dude, you deserved it." Then Avery crossed her arms and announced,
"It's nothing compared to how you're going to feel at the game today. I'm going to wipe the field with my new goal kick. I practiced all weekend with my brother Scott."
"I'll believe it when I see it," Dylan retorted,
but he looked a little uncertain. Avery could be a fierce competitor.
Maeve anxiously chewed her bottom lip. Dylan was so dreamy. He used to think she was dreamy too, but she'd made a huge mistake when she lied to her parents and friends to sneak off to a basketball game with Dylan and his dad back in the fall. Things had sort of chilled since then. But now, for some reason, every time she saw Dylan's beautiful smile and gorgeous blue eyes, her heart did a frantic tap dance. "I just know we're destined to be together, and it's up to me to make it happen."
Maeve tried to edge her way into the conversation, but Dylan kept goofing around with Avery. She couldn't believe how Avery managed to be good buddies with just about every guy in the 7th grade.
"Doesn't that girl even notice when a boy is cute? What would Elle Woods from Legally Blonde do in this situation?" Maeve wondered. "Take control," came the answer.
Maeve inhaled, smoothed down her riotous curls, and put on her best movie star smile.
"Hey, Dylan."
He turned around and gave her a friendly smile back.
"What's up, Maeve?"